Welcome back to another episode. I am Keela Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. You know, it is September. September rolled on up real quick, and we are just about to the end of the year. But before we exit this year, I have a topic today that I want to talk about that I believe would be good to consider as we near this last quarter of this year, and something that will help us get better positioned in 2020. And that subject is building wealth. How many of you are interested in building wealth? You could use some wealth, and as a result, you know, you're thinking, okay, talk more, Keela, tell us more. You have my attention, because most people are interested in how can I build wealth for myself? How can I build wealth for my family? And it's September, as I said, and September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. And I know you're thinking now, how is Life Insurance Awareness Month connected to your topic, Keela? Well, because whether you believe it or not, or know it or not, life insurance is a wealth building tool. And whether you've already got life insurance or are in need of coverage, Life Insurance Awareness Month is the perfect time, you know, for us to evaluate our needs. And because we know that our needs change over time. I know when we bought our first home, back in, I believe, 1998, that was when we purchased our first in life insurance product, and it was for a certain amount. But as we continued to buy new homes and another home, you know, the value of that home increased and our incomes increased. And as a result, it became necessary for us to increase our policy amounts so that it could accommodate the changes that we have basically grown into. And so that's why September partly is a good time to talk about it, since it is Life Insurance Awareness Month, because we all need to reassess our needs and changes that have occurred in our lives. It's just like when you own a vehicle. If you no longer own a vehicle and you have coverage on it, you're certainly not going to want to keep coverage on a vehicle that you don't have anymore. Or if you purchased a newer vehicle, then you certainly want to make some changes to your auto policy, because I'm here to tell you that that newer vehicle is going to cost way more to fix than maybe an older model. And so therefore it's necessary to take a look at our life insurance products. Here's a stat for you. According to the 2019 Insurance Barometer Study, only 57% of American households have life insurance, and yet 40% of those with it say that they would immediately struggle to pay living expenses if their primary wage earner died. And so think about that. If you are a mother, you know, a father, or excuse me, in a married relationship or any type of relationship, and if the primary earner, wage earner, were to die, would you struggle with paying your living expenses? And if the answer is yes, then keep listening to today's podcast. 70 million U.S. adults either have too little life insurance or no life insurance at all. And at the company that I work with, when it comes to these life insurance products, one of the quotes that they're often saying is that a GoFundMe account is not life insurance. And so we've seen situations where, unfortunately, sometimes people take the risk of not having any life insurance at all. And we've all seen the effects of that. It's hurtful. It makes a hurtful situation of dealing with the death. It makes that even more stressful, because the family is trying to pick up the pieces of dealing with the loss of the loved one and trying to figure out how in the world are we going to bury this person. And so most of the time, either folks don't have it at all, or either they have too little. And if you have too little, September again is the perfect time to take a look at your policies and make sure you have enough coverage. to look and consider purchasing some coverage if you don't have any at all. So I have three questions for you. The first question is, are you and your family prepared to protect the wealth that you have? So if something were to happen to the primary wage earner, are you and your family prepared to keep your wealth that you have? I mean, if you have a house, you have maybe a decent savings account. If their primary earner were to pass away, is your family prepared to protect your wealth, or would the loss of their wage earner impact negatively your wealth? Second question, are you prepared for retirement? You know, that's going to come pretty quickly. You're going to look up one day and it's going to be retirement time. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to deal with an income disruption? Sometimes, you know, the unexpected happens with our health and we may be unable to work for, you know, a temporary amount of time. And when we're unable to work, guess what? We lose income, or we only earn maybe 50 to 60% of our income if we're on like a short-term disability program at work. And we know that we need 100% of that income, right? And so if the answer to any of these questions is no, I'm not prepared for that, Keela. Nope, I'm not prepared for number two, not prepared for number three. Then listen to this. You may need life insurance. And one of the struggles with life insurance is that people, they feel like, I don't want to have this discussion. You know, it's so gloom and doom. But, you know, or they think that this is a conversation for old people. But I'm here to tell you, you know, it's not just old people that are passing away. There are a lot and a lot of young people are passing away as well. And as a result, this conversation is absolutely necessary, especially in the Black community. So how can you tell if you need life insurance? Because like I say, some people may feel they don't need it. You know, they thinking, well, you know, once I die, I'm good. I don't have to worry about that. That'll be left for the living relatives to figure out what to do. But here are some ways to consider, some things to consider to determine whether or not you need it. Does anyone depend on you financially? For example, if you are a single parent and you have children, those children are depending on you financially. And if something were to happen to you, who's going to take care of them? Who's going to, excuse me, provide for them financially once, you know, you're gone? Who's going to pay for their college education and things like that? The next question to determine whether you need life insurance, do you have loans, an auto loan? Do you have credit card loans? Do you have a mortgage? And then if you were to pass away, is there already some funds set aside? Are there funds already set aside for your final expenses and or to replace that income if you are like in a relationship with a spouse or someone? You know, who's going to replace the income that your household has been accustomed to receiving each month? If, you know, when you consider those questions, if you're not prepared, then yeah, you really need to consider life insurance. And there are like reasons, other reasons of why we want to consider, you know, life insurance and just get serious with it. There is a level of protection when we purchase life insurance. You know, for example, if there was an unfortunate death of a parent or a small business owner, especially if you're in a partnership with a business owner, life insurance can help you keep moving by covering, you know, mortgage payments and paying for college expenses and other bills. Because I'm here to tell you, you know, talk about some stress of dealing with the loss of a loved one, just the grieving process of that, and then having to figure out how you're going to pay for these bills. If you used to two incomes and now you're down to one, in some instances, people no longer can afford their mortgage. And so these are some things, additional reasons and benefits of having life insurance. Another benefit of life insurance is that it's a living benefit. You know, quite often when you're trying to help people with their wealth building through life insurance, they'll say, well, why would I want to purchase life insurance? It's not even going to benefit me. It's going to just benefit those who are living. I'm not even going to be able to experience any of that cash. Well, there is an option that addresses this particular objection. There is a product, a life insurance product, that is available for those who feel like, you know, they don't want to purchase life insurance because it's not going to benefit them. But I'll talk about that a little bit more as we move forward. But life insurance, certain products of life insurance, it is a living benefit, and basically it stays in effect your entire life. And this benefit is a type of life insurance that comes with a savings vehicle. And so, but we'll talk about that in more detail in just a little bit. But for those who object, saying that they don't want to pay for it because it's not going to benefit them, well, there are some products out there that offers a living benefit just for folks like you. The third benefit of life insurance is that life insurance helps you to build wealth, which is the whole point of today's podcast, is to help you get yourself in position to build some wealth through having adequate life insurance. So I want you to consider this scenario of how life insurance can build wealth for you and your family, your children, and what have you. So let's say grandma dies and does not have life insurance, and the remaining family members, you know, end up basically they got to start from scratch. But on the other hand, if grandmama passes and her family receives a $250,000 death benefit, then that family member could take maybe 20% of that and put down on, let's say, a $1 million property or some sort of rental property in an area where, let's say, gentrification is increasing property values. You know, that's always a good area of investment there. So then the family member could use that money also to start like a business or to establish a college funds for the kids. But in, as you can see, in either scenario, both options would yield future wealth building. And so when you look at it from that perspective, it can be a way to receive an inheritance to help the family to receive funding for dreams and funding for just different ways to increase cash flow into the household and the family. It could be invested in some kind of way that would even grow even more cash. And so that is one of the main reasons of life insurance, is that it is a wealth building benefit. Now, there are other races out there, they inherit money all the time, and they use that money to just live, to do what they want to do, to grow businesses, and sometimes not even work at all because they may get so much of it that they can just sit there and invest it and just live off the interest. And so as you see, it is a wealth building component to it. And if you love your children and your descendants and those that are to come, consider this as a way of building wealth. Now I want to talk about two types of life insurance options for you to consider. Because no matter how old or how young you are, as I said, everyone needs life insurance. Because should you die, there is an expense that will be required of someone to pay for your final expenses. And as I said earlier, life insurance is not just for old people. There are young folks that are passing, you know, too young, too soon. The first type of insurance is called term life insurance, and it covers you for a period of time. Usually it's like 10, 20, or 30 years, and then it expires. And then even, you know, with it expiring, you can still re-up for some additional coverage or some new coverage so that you don't basically have to start over, because you want to get insurance when you're young and you're healthy before you have a lot of medical problems, so that it'll be easier to make it through underwriting, easier to get coverage. And then usually your rates will be cheaper too because you're healthy. But on the other hand, don't let that stop you from trying to seek out more information on life insurance or to request a quote. Because even if you have a medical situation, if you've been treating yourself, you know, getting treatment, taking care of yourself, a lot of times underwriting will approve you if you can document and show that you've been taking care of yourself. So term life insurance is one type of insurance, and it's typically more affordable. And so if you are a young person, especially to my millennials, you know, and you want to be financially responsible and you want to build wealth for, you know, yourself or though for those that that are part of your family, you should consider term life because it's affordable. And I know many millennials are working with a certain amount of money. And so they really, you know, need a product that they can afford. And so this is one that most of you can afford. If you go to Starbucks or you go to these nutrition spots where they have these shakes and teas and you're spending that money every morning for that shake and that tea or that Starbucks coffee, then you can afford term life insurance. So get it while you're young. And I'm here to tell you, in the financial services industry, there is a whole lot that can be done with term life insurance and whole life. There are all these different riders out there that can be purchased with for you as it relates to life insurance. And so talk to your insurance agent. Let them know what your dreams and financial goals are. And I'm sure we can help you come up with something. I mean, a lot of times people use term life insurance to have it in place. Like if you just bought a new house and you want some mortgage coverage, you know, something to cover your mortgage in the event that, you know, you or your spouse pass away. Term life insurance is one way to maybe cover that property in the event because, you know, there's a 30-year option on term life. So consider that. And then once the house is paid off, then you can let the term expire because your house is paid off. And then all that time you had coverage and protection in the event that you lost that second income. The next type of insurance is whole life insurance. And this is the one that addresses the objection for those who feel like, why would I want to purchase life insurance? It's not going to benefit me. Well, whole life insurance, it has a living benefit to it, which basically, as I said earlier, it has a savings vehicle or component to it where a portion of the premium that you pay is invested and it grows in cash value. However, with this particular product, it usually costs a little bit more than the term life insurance. But the benefit is that it grows in cash value so that down the road, if you are confronted with an issue and you need some quick cash, you can go and submit a request to make a withdrawal. Let's say if you had a college expense to come up or some other, or maybe a medical emergency, you could go and make a withdrawal out of it. And you could get it with no problems, no questions asked. Just fill out that form and they will send you your check. The thing to keep in mind is that, let's say if it's a $100,000 policy and you go and make like a $3,000 withdrawal from it, then of course the value of the policy would then be reduced to $97,000. So keep that in mind. But there is a living benefit to that particular product. And so you can access it. And then in the event that there is a death, then the beneficiary will be able to, get the cash value of it to pay out medical expenses. And, you know, there are so many other products out there. I mean, you could go out and pick out, you could pay for your casket now. There is one product that I offer where you could go and pick out your casket. You don't have to pick the one, go with the one that the funeral home offers because typically they're going to be higher. But there's a product that I offer where you could go and pick out your casket and you're going to get it at a discounted rate, and a funeral home has to accept it according to the FTC guidelines and regulations. And so it's going to give you some savings on that. And even if you, for those that want to be cremated, they even have, they offer discounts on urns and even headstones and things like that. And the monthly membership, I think it's like $3 a month. And then you have to pay the premium for that service. But it's affordable and you get that discount. Instead of paying all that money for a casket, you can get it for a discounted rate. So there is a way to build wealth and not go broke, especially when it comes to funeral arrangements. It should be a way to put away a loved one beautifully but at the same time, not drain the expenses and cause the family to go bankrupt. So once you've settled on the type of life insurance, then you need to figure out how much coverage to buy. Of course, the lower the coverage amount, then the more affordable the price is. And but the higher the coverage amount, let's say if you want a $1 million policy, then you best believe that the price will be comparable to that particular amount of coverage. Now, experts generally recommend buying life insurance in the amount up to 10 times your individual income, with a term that's long enough to get you to retirement, which is typically age 65. And so 10 times your annual income, calculate that. So, you know, whatever your annual income, multiply that times 10, that's how much coverage you should have. And that should, you know, take care of your finances, the loss of that income up to age 65, give you time to get that house paid off, you know, not tapping into any of your savings by trying to bury somebody. And it keeps your wealth, and it helps you to build wealth at the same time. And one other objection that I usually hear when you talk to people about purchasing life insurance, they'll say something like, well, I have life insurance on my job. And that's great. That's wonderful that you have it on your job. But should you ever lose your job or leave your job, then guess what? You also will lose your life insurance. And if you've been on a job for 20 years and then you decide to leave, and then you're, let's say you're 20 years older, guess what? You go out and try to get life insurance on your own, then you're going to be rated according to your age, which typically is going to be a little higher than it would be if you were at age 20, 21. So I always recommend to people, you know, that's great you have it on your job, but I also recommend that you have some life insurance that you pay on outside of your job so that there's never a situation where you're going to lose it because you left the job. The only way you would lose it basically if you stop paying your premium, and then you're locked into that rate. You don't have to worry about starting over, having to get coverage and end up paying even more because you're older than you were when you first started working your job. Some other insurance products that I want you to consider is disability insurance. You know, this is insurance that provides income in the event that you're unable to work. We know that sometimes, you know, you become sick and can't go to work. And typically on your job, they have short-term disability that typically only pays 50, 55 or 60% of your income. There is a disability insurance product line that you could use. Let's say if your job only offers 60%, you could maybe purchase some that will fill in that gap and there and get you to that 100% of income while you're unable to work. Because I'm here to tell you, a lot of times our budgets cannot afford for us to be off, and they cannot afford for us to live off of 60%. And sometimes it kind of encourages you to go back to work before you're really truly healed, because you're like, I can't make it off this 60%. My household is suffering. So consider disability insurance to help fill that gap for instances like that. And then the next product line is retirement insurance using annuities. And this is basically an insurance product so that you don't run out of money during retirement. Because, look, you've worked hard all those years. You don't want to run out of money. Annuities are a guaranteed check from retirement to death. And so if you have left your job and you have a generous 401k that's leaving with you, you know, don't spend it. Don't go shopping and all that. Consider rolling it over into an annuity so that you can begin to earn interest off of it that'll help you in retirement age so that you'll have some cash. And there is a rider too. It's a cost of living rider that you could purchase with it to make sure that it keeps up with inflation, because you don't want to invest, you know, $100,000 today and then you find out, ooh, all this cost of living that has occurred within the past 20 years, this little $100,000 is not even worth the same value, because we know money is worth more today than it is in the future because of inflation primarily. And so, but there is a cost of living rider that you can put on there to protect your money so that even when you retire, you will still be just where you need to be because you've been keeping up with the cost of living. The other thing about the retirement insurance and the disability insurance is that Should you become sick in retirement, that disability will help, insurance will help, so that you're not having to tap into your retirement funds and all of that. Because there have been instances where people end up having to tap into their retirement funds trying to take care of medical expenses because they become disabled, so to speak, or temporarily disabled. And when you've been saving for retirement and all of a sudden you've taken a hit because of a disability or a temporary disability, that can be devastating. And some people are forced to continue working once they come out of that temporary disability because they're trying to recoup funds for retirement. So consider, you know, that when you are purchasing life insurance. When it comes to life insurance, we can insure, there's this thing in the insurance industry, blood, love, and money. If there's anything pertaining to blood, love, and money, you can insure it. And that would be parents and spouses, ourselves, our children, you know, even your business partner. That's where the money part comes in. A business partner, if you're in a partnership with a business partner, then you may want to put some insurance on each other because there is a financial concern there, a financial interest. You know, if your business partner were to pass away, I mean, what happens? The business suffer financially. So insurance is one way to protect the business as well. You know, life insurance, as I said before, helps to create economic opportunity and to build multi-generational wealth, not just wealth for you and the next generation, but the next generation on and on and on, because it's wonderful to have a head start. And it's time out for us just passing on generational poverty. How about we start a new movement where we pass on generational wealth, multi-generational wealth, by being financially savvy, responsible, and just thinking down the line, futuristic, making sure our descendants are financially stable and that we're financially stable and our future is financially stable. Our community must make it a priority to boost our network and protect ourselves because, you know, it's so many resources. There are so many resources out here to help us build that wealth, but we've got to become educated on them and serious and just learning how to have a desire and a concern to position ourselves for wealth building. It's not about spending it on all these name brand items and things and just getting caught up in that movement. We've got to begin to be financially savvy where we teach our kids how to think about the future and to position themselves successfully. So if you are interested in purchasing life insurance or would like more information or you want to see a quote on some life insurance, then click the link in the podcast description. And that link is a life insurance consultation form to help schedule a wealth building consultation call with you. And I am a licensed insurance agent, and I will be more than happy to assist you with your wealth building goals and endeavors. All right, this is Keeler Bryson, and you've been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't done so already, go and rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment, and thank you for listening.